Hello from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of February 3rd. My name is Zoe, and I'm your phenologist for this week. What you heard was the great gray owl's call. Bird watchers are coming from all over the United States to see our owls, which continue this week to be in large number and plainly visible to passers-by. Local birders post even tiny Borreal owls and sawet owls in the Duluth area on social media. On Sunday, Abby and Dina were snowmobiling and an owl swooped down in front of them and landed on a nearby tree. It had caught a small rodent. Besides the great grays, many students saw a hawk owl on top of a tree, and it did not get started when people were walking out of school or when the buses left. Megan saw 5 gray owls on Shyland and Homestead Road on February 7th while on her way to school. The humidity on Friday, the 9th, was 44 degrees. Cold 44%. Cold 10-degree weather means clear air, so visibility means one can see about 10 miles away. On Friday the 2nd, Signe got 4 to 5 inches of snow at her house. That same day, it was very icy. On Monday the 5th, the temperature was 29 degrees without wind chill. Due to the cold weather, Sam's eyelashes froze as he ran to catch the bus. Tuesday morning, Mrs. Jackson's class was not able to go outside for EE because it was too cold. Rebecca's sister was walking out to start her car and slipped and sprained her foot. Evan and his friend were playing football at recess, but it was too cold and they kept having to warm their hands in their coats or gloves. Dina saw a fox on Sunday, the 4th, on Smith River Road. On Wednesday, the 7th, Lydia was going to her aunt's house and saw a big red fox on the side of the road. On Shyland Road, there are lots of wolf tracks, and Elliot saw a wolf. The tamarack in our room is starting to have green leaves on the branches. The branches we cut from the 1st of February and the 18th of January are the ones with green needles starting to pop out and grow. The buds on the red maple are almost all sprouted, and it is a yellowish color to the flower. The birch from January 12th has now 6 leaves on it. No other buds are breaking yet. The oak has 2 new buds swelling, and you can see a little pink coating and a tiny and small green fuzz. The baby cones on the alder went from smooth to tiny prickles. They sprouted along the lateral branches, but no leaves have broken out yet. The 5th and 6th grade classes are cross-country staying for physical education. When we came in, our cheeks and chins were frozen. As we skied to the school forest, we enjoyed the quiet woods until we got towards the end. Here, many kids were sitting down on a snowbank. I guess we just like to sit around in winter. This concludes the phenology report for this week. Have a great week and be observant.